Mark Krikorian, Biden, Democrats propose to legalize all the illegal immigrants in the United States. By Robert Krajicek on February 18, 2021. Mark Krikorian, executive director of the Center for Immigration Studies, said on Tuesday that President Joe Biden and Democrats are proposing legislation to provide amnesty for all illegal immigrants in America. The president and his supporters in Congress intend to introduce legislation to legalize all the illegal immigrants in the United States, Krikorian stated as the featured guest on C-SPAN's Washington Journal. At least in the draft that I saw, everyone who arrived by January 1 of this year would receive amnesty. So it's not even people who are firmly established here. It's all illegal immigrants without any enforcement balance to try to prevent a new illegal population from building up. The Associated Press, CBS News, CNBC, and similar news media reported that the Biden administration is coordinating with Democrats to introduce legislative amnesty this week for millions of foreigners allegedly residing in the U.S. Representative Linda Sanchez, DCA, and Senator Bob Menendez, DNC, will introduce the amnesty proposal in the House and Senate, respectively. Krikorian noted that the Biden administration is already attracting an increase in migrants approaching the U.S.-Mexico border from Mexico, Central America, and South America. Krikorian stated, "A key consequence of the new Biden administration we're going to see is increasing disorder at the southern border, because what we saw with the previous administration was a situation that was spinning out of control, especially with people from Central America using asylum as a kind of stratagem, a gimmick, to get into the United States even though most of them didn't qualify and would be rejected." The Trump administration actually got Mexico and Central American countries to cooperate with us in clamping down on that bogus use of asylum as basically as a means of illegal immigration. This administration is winding much of that back and it's going to have consequences. We're already seeing significant numbers of people coming across being let go into the United States. We'll never see them again, or even if we do, we're not going to leave when their cases are rejected, and it's only going to get worse over the next couple of months. The Biden White House seeks to broaden the legal parameters of acceptable grounds from asylum and refugee claims to the U.S., Krikorian warned. This administration is actually proposing to expand whom we give this asylum to, and the result is basically undoing the various immigration limits and controls that Congress has passed. What asylum represents is an illegal immigrant saying, "I really don't care what your numerical limits for immigration are. You have to let me in anyway, and the problem is that we have been expanding who qualifies for asylum." The categories for asylum, most of them are pretty self-explanatory. You're fleeing because of your political opinion. You're persecuted because of your religion or your race or your nationality. Those are pretty clear-cut, and I think there's support for that. There's a fifth ground for asylum called you're being persecuted because of what it calls membership in a particular social group, which basically is a catch-all. It means anything a judge wants it to mean, and we have now been giving asylum under this basically almost meaningless amorphous category to all kinds of people who never were conceived of as legitimate asylum recipients. Krikorian noted how asylum was granted to foreigners claiming to be victims of domestic violence. Asylum is not an appropriate vehicle for that, Krikorian concluded. There was a case a number of years ago, a handicapped young man from Pakistan got asylum. A judge gave him asylum because he said, in his country, handicapped people were treated poorly, and they were. Much of the world is really pretty backwards in that regard, but asylum is not a tool for social reform abroad.